Local news, talk, and sports with Paul Miller continues on 1380 WPHM.
On this finally Friday morning, 12 minutes after 6 o'clock, I wouldn't say it feels normal yet, but we are getting used to our new way of doing things. And Caleb Gordon is hanging out at the remote location. He's online with us. Let's see, I got to make a couple adjustments. There we go. There he is. Morning, Caleb.
Hey, Paul.
How's the home studio? I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. It's kind of first day trying out some new equipment here, and it sounds good.
It does sound good. You've done well. It is, and I know you're in touch with a lot of other people at radio stations across Michigan and across the country, for that matter. Are there a lot of broadcasters doing what we're doing, where you've kind of isolated personnel, one person in the studio, other people elsewhere?
Yeah, I can't think of any at the moment in Michigan. I'm sure there is. Perhaps us at Radio First are a little bit ahead of the curve, but I do know of many other radio stations in larger markets. I've been reading the stories left and right about whether it's a radio studio that actually gets quarantined because there's someone who has the virus in the studio, so they send all the employees home.
Yeah.
That's kind of on the extreme measure, or other stations where employees can either just not get into work, or perhaps they're leasing space in a building and that building got shut down and it happened to house a radio station or their studios, so they had to kind of scramble last minute to find the place. That's what happened to Tom Sullivan, is that they basically shut down his studios in New York. They said, this building is now closed. No one will be allowed to get in. So he had to kind of scramble. So I think this is a proactive measure that, just in case, we're ready to go if we ever needed to not broadcast from the studio. I'm here.
Well, so far so good. It seems to be working out, and there's been no shortage of news to disperse from our studio here and from your studio there, and it all seems to be working out pretty good. It's been a busy week, hasn't it?
It has been a busy week, and the latest news is that we've got 5 more cases here in St. Clair County, bringing the total to 7. Statewide, the numbers are now in excess of about 330 statewide cases, and a lot of people say, what, wasn't it just 80 yesterday? And I believe it was just 80 yesterday morning. Well, we got a barrage of new tests just made the news yesterday, with the state opening up some private labs, and a lot of the hospitals are now equipped and authorized to do their own tests without having to send them in to the state or the feds. So that kind of opened up a ton of new tests, and of those tests, 334 of them came back positive. So just expect, and we've been saying for a while now, expect those numbers to increase, and there'll be more cases here in St. Clair County. I have no doubt about that. There'll be a lot more cases statewide as well.
Oh, no doubt about it. I would say that with all the disruptions and everything this week, we've heard stories of people behaving badly, but there's been a lot more people that have rallied together and helped one another, and that is that's good news. I think that's heartening to hear.
Yeah, I think, it's just a challenging time with business, with just people being laid off from all sorts of different industries. It's not just the hospitality and food service sector, but there is not an industry across the country that hasn't been affected by this. And to hear some of the stories of people stepping up, whether it's as simple as the city of Port Huron waiving water shutoffs, or if it's to the charities who have created different funds to help individuals in need, or, you talked to Sergeant Doug Decker from the Port Huron Police Department this week about what the police are doing to help citizens, the soup kitchens, the the public schools,
yeah,
having the providing food to those who need it. So there's always in cases like this, some great stories out there of people doing great things for the community.
I'll give you an example of something that I heard about in the last day or two. Neiman's Market in St. Clair was overwhelmed with trying to restock the shelves, and they had all their employees working and still needed more help. And so some residents of St. Clair volunteered to go in and help stock the shelves at Neiman's Market,
wow,
overnight, so that there'd be plenty of things for people to buy the next day. That's unheard of. I mean, that's just pretty amazing. That says a lot about a community, I think.
That's awesome. Yeah, from what I've been hearing from different business owners, those in the grocery industry, is that there is not a shortage of food. People are just buying a lot more than they usually would. And the supply chains, the people who deliver the items to the store, the people who stock the items in store, just aren't there to,
yeah,
to handle the mass amount of buying that's happening.
I think it's going to level out at some point, but it's been a combination of fear, people buying, you know, out of fear that they're not going to be able to get things, or that the, you know, things are going to be shut down, and also the fact that everybody is sheltering in place, and so they need more things at home. They're not going out to eat, and so I think those two things have really put a burden on our grocery supply system.
Yeah, it has. But I do know that, like, kind of like what you said with Neiman's, and as far as Meijer, Kroger, Spartan Nash stores as well, I think there'll be a story coming up here in the Michigan News Network about all of their stores, and it's they're doing their best to get goods out. All of these companies saying that there is not a shortage of food. Just give them a little patience. Some of those really high demand items, trying to get those on the shelves and get them to market. Another cool thing, just talking about supermarkets, I believe now Meijer is doing this. Kroger, some Kroger stores are doing this now, where they are open certain hours of the day, in the morning usually, specifically for older customers.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Oh, one other thing I wanted to mention, a programming note. We haven't really had many unusual programming notes because we've had no sports on our radio station in the last week. But there is a special programming note for this evening. We mentioned this earlier in the week, that our former general manager, longtime general manager here at Radio First, Larry Smith, passed away last weekend. There will be a small private funeral at 6 p.m., at a later date, when we can have larger gatherings, there will be a large celebration of life service to be held. But right now, it's a private, small funeral at 6 p.m. But we will be broadcasting that service at 6 p.m. on WPHM, so that that people can tune in and be part of it. And I think that's just the right thing to do for Larry, for his family and friends, and loved ones here in the community.
Well, I can't think of anything more appropriate than putting that service on the air on one of his radio stations that he managed. I mean, that just makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And we are changing the way that we're doing everything, from church services to funerals, because of this, you know, limiting our interactions. So this virus does not know any bounds when it comes to social interactions, and we're gonna try to do our best to make sure that we still bring you these things. And like you said, Paul, tonight's service for Larry Smith's funeral, we're gonna try to give you as much social interaction as possible on the air, since we can't do it face to face.
That's right. We'll keep our physical distance, but try and stay together the best we can. All right, Caleb, we'll check in again at the bottom of the hour for the latest local news in just a few minutes here.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, thank you. 22 past 6 o'clock on WPHM on a finally Friday morning.